Hey everybody, I'm JJ. You're watching Reality Survival. And today I want to talk about the Ilian Syndrome. The Ilian Syndrome, as in, and this is just something I came up with. I don't know if it's a real thing or not, but it's what I've always called it. And it's millions, billions, and trillions. And these words sound alike. They sound very similar. The Ilian part of it, you know? And I think that that tends to make people think that these numbers are similar, right? But they're not similar. they're not close. They're not even remotely close to each other. In fact, they're, you know, 1,000 times larger. You know, there are 1,000 millions in a billion. And 1,000 billions in a trillion. And our government is now printing or creating $1 trillion in new debt every 100 days. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And it is 100% unsustainable. There is no way that we can continue this on this track. So say for 1 year, that's going to roughly equivalent to $3 trillion. But the next year, somebody can do the math on this for me. I don't know what it is, but then that would mean that the next year is probably going to be, because you're adding that, you know, that three to the debt we already have. So then it's going to be, you know, five or six, whatever it would be, you know, next year. And so on and so forth. It's going to continue to get 1,000 times larger. I mean, this is insane talk, numbers here that I don't think, and myself included, I don't think I comprehend how large a trillion is. I remember in the 08 crisis when we were talking about, you know, $750 billion for the TARP bailout thing and all that kind of stuff. And everybody lost their ever loving mind. Like it was insane. $750 billion. This is ridiculous. And now we toss around, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars like, isn't that, that's nothing. It's crazy. It's crazy talk. So I've got an idea. I'm just spitballing here. I think that we should, if we can just print money like this, right? We can obviously just print it on end for whatever number, right? Because we're talking about just the debt alone, just the interest, right, on our debt is this $3.5 trillion a year. So that's not even paying for anything. So why don't we just stop income taxes altogether? Because clearly we don't need it. We can just print it. And here's where I think we should get the money to pay for government. We have the fractional reserve banking system in this country. And, you know, basically we take money and we make money out of no money on multiple different layers. Peak Prosperity did a good series on this. If you want to learn a little bit about how it works, Tag over at Life Done Free did a video talking about it. But essentially, we do this layering of money where we take money for loans and we make more money and we make, you know, all that kind of thing. What if the only tax we had in this country were taxes on the creation of new money, right? So when a bank takes money and they make additional money from the money that you give them, you know, for collateral, for loans and all this kind of thing, we tax every single one of those transactions, and that replaces our income tax. I think it would work. I don't know what the numbers are, obviously, but I'm just saying they're making money out of thin air anyway. So why do we need to have to pay it? If they're creating it out of nothing, then why don't we just take the tax money out of that system? Because it's being created purely 100% fiat. It's not real. Why do we have to put our hard-earned labor into this system when we could just tax the financial community on every single one of their transactions? Every time you take $1 million and you use it towards another big purchase of some other financial instrument, or you create some other loan, or you create, you know, some derivative or whatever the case may be, you tax those transactions at a sufficient rate. You could take a look at, you know, approximately how many of those transactions happen in a year. You could divide that by the debt. I mean, you know, we could probably have enough surplus to actually start paying down some of this debt at some point. Now, maybe not before the whole system collapses, but at least it would be headed in the right direction, because I'm sure that there's a whole lot more money in that fictitional wealth creation system than there is coming out of our paychecks. I just about guarantee it. I haven't looked up the stats on that, but I'll just about bet that that's the case. Anyway, the Ilion syndrome is going to kill us. It's going to be rough, and it's definitely going to lead to a currency reset. And it ain't going to be that long before it happens. I mean, I don't know how it would be possible that this could go on for more than 2 years or 3 years. The credit rating companies and all that kind of stuff, they're gonna have to significantly downgrade the dollar and all that kind of thing. I mean, you just can't be creating $3, $5, $7 trillion per year in debt on interest, and that it's never gonna get paid, right? I mean, at the current rate, if we're doing things the way we're doing them now, how are they ever going to get paid? We've got to figure out a new system. And I think it should be taxing financial transactions, personally. Not talking about buying goods and services. I'm not talking about a sales tax. I'm talking about when the banks create more wealth out of thin air in these financial transactions. So let me know what you think in the comments down below. It's been good talking with you. If you guys, this is just me, you know, spitballing in the wind. I'd just love to hear you guys' comments on this and see what you think about it. But if you are interested, I have a cell phone app called American Prepping Academy, and most of my videos will talk more about actual prepping, disaster preparedness, how to get ready for all the craziness that's coming. You know, nuclear war, EMPs, you know, tornadoes, regular weather events, forest fires, just all the regular things, you know, that cause disasters in people's lives, and kind of how to be prepared for it. So click the subscribe button, get signed up, and yeah, that's it. Take care, guys.